In Chapter 6, we spent a great deal of time and effort learning how the second law can be applied to thermodynamic cycles. Now, this paid off with a deeper understanding of the second law, thermodynamic temperature scales, such as the Kelvin scale, and the Carnot efficiency. In this chapter, we shift gears and take a look at how the second law can be applied to individual processes. This will lead us to the definition of a new property called entropy. We'll investigate how our new property, entropy, is related to the thermodynamic properties with which we're already familiar, such as P, V, U, and H. And we will also use entropy to help us analyze both individual processes and thermodynamic cycles. We wrap up this chapter with a look at two very special types of processes, polytropic processes and isentropic processes. The basis for the definition of entropy is an equation called the Clausius inequality. Flip the page and let's find out what this equation is and why it's useful.